The Franklin County Sheriff's Office has created a new office to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. It follows massive protests over racial inequities in policing and over how police handled those protests. Joining us now is the man who'll lead the sheriff's new department, Napoleon Bell. Thanks for taking the time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
When you took this job, you issued a statement saying Sheriff Dallas Baldwin wants to build and repair relationships with the community. What do you think needs repaired?
Well, I think it's a matter of trust. You know, generally law enforcement has been working on trying to build trust. And so we're trying to repair any of the trust issues that have come up, especially recently. There's definitely a lack of trust. So we're looking to rebuild, repair those trusts and build trust equity.
So what exactly will this office do then to build that trust and to also achieve the other goals?
The sheriff, you know, originally, you know, we did a lot of stuff externally. Now this is internally to really work on the deputies and the command staff and to bring better understanding of those diverse groups in the community. So by this office will focus on initially the working on ourselves. Working on deputies and the staff of the Franklin County Sheriff's Office.
You held a somewhat similar position with the Columbus Division of Police. What did you do there, and what did you learn?
Well, with the Columbus Division of Police, I spent six of the years there as a liaison officer. And a liaison officer had an amazing opportunity to be able to spend time with the Block Watcher Civics Area Commissions and just the general public to be able to better understand them, to communicate with them, but also become that advocate for the community on issues that they're dealing with.
You spent 12 years as a Columbus police officer, and you're also a Black man. How do you think police handled recent protests in Columbus?
Well, one thing I try to do is I was not there at the particular protests that were going on, so I can't really comment on that. But as an African-American man, I know growing up that you know, I was advised of by my father the talk about how to deal with police if you're pulled over, et cetera. So I had that background and understanding. But being an African-American man in law enforcement is a tough piece to be because of the things, especially now, the things that are going on in the community, and you're kind of getting it from both sides. But, you know, law enforcement is a tough, tough piece to be in. It's a tough job, a dangerous job. And we're trying to make sure that we're serving the public the best that we can.
You've heard the calls to defund police. What is your response to those kinds of comments?
Well, defunding the police, I think, is up to the person who is speaking of defunding the police, because it's what is your definition of defunding the police? I understand people are very upset, and understandably so. And some want to say, let's start all over. But I think what we have to look at is first of all, understanding the perspectives of the community about how they feel, and then also of law enforcement. And then once we do that, we can understand better, you know, what is the issues and how we can resolve the issues. Because people just want to be safe and secure in their homes and walk in the streets, et cetera. But also law enforcement has a job to do. So we've got to be able to come together to address the issue rather than just a blanket statement. But it comes down to what's your definition of defund the police.
Do you think there'll be an evaluation after 6 months or a year as to how you're progressing with what the goals are?
We will be setting goals for each division of the Sheriff's Office on embracing DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, what they're doing to embrace that. So each division will have goals that are set by the different departments as we come together. And so my position is to support each division within the Franklin County Sheriff's Office to be able to reach their goals.
Well, thanks for your time today. I've been talking with Napoleon Bell, the first Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you having me on.